You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Dude podcast. I am your guest host, J Train Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City, the West Village, Greenwich Village, wherever we are, wherever you are, news on the tens. The J Train is here. I'm your guest host, the Wizard of Weddings, the Sultan of Haas, the Prince of Promos, the Conalinga Czar, the Climax King. He's here. Finally. It's a different show already.
Yeah.
That's okay. Lot of energy. There'll be no tearful apologies about how I'll raise a better son. We're not doing that. We're not talking about we're talking about fucking straight up 2 hours of fucking your eardrums. That's right. Do you want to be introduced or you want to talk?
No, I don't care.
Okay, you don't do introductions.
Here's what I don't understand.
Sure.
You're the guest host. I'm the guest. We're doing the same thing. How do you get the host thing? It's just two of us here.
I was more trusted than you because I wouldn't bug in on the opening.
Yeah, but
what you just did, very guesty.
No,
what I'm doing right now, very guesty. What I'm doing right now, this is Greg
Stone. Don't you
rad dude cast every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday night. Live.
Every Wednesday night, you can get the rad
live
dude cast on iTunes.
Where,
there it is. Straight from the poon. Greg Stone at Greg Stone _ a tilde. What, you have the worst.
What? Greg Stone _?
That's
everyone was going to do the _.
Everyone.
It was a hot trend. It fell flat and it's fucking me.
Everyone,
I did it. Anthony DeVito did it.
Everyone was.
No one else did it.
Yeah. You and Anthony DeVito were like, let's do a handle where someone has to press the shift key. Let's make this as difficult as possible on a 35 and above audience member.
Yeah.
What's your Instagram?
I don't know.
This is great. Perfect.
Greg F.
You're
Stone?
Ready to for stardom, Greg.
Yeah, man. I got an Instagram. You Google it. You'll find it.
Google Greg Stone. Happy to be here guest hosting. You Know What, Dude. We're going to talk a lot about, we're going to talk about everything, okay?
Yeah.
The Me Too movement.
Yeah.
Louis. Everything you came here for.
Yeah.
Rape. Drugs. Sadness. We're going to talk about it all.
The N-word.
Yeah.
The new N-word.
Can white people use it? Go, white guy. Does everyone
there
sing it?
There it is. Yeah, there it is.
There's Greg's response.
My
joke. It's funny that in a world, like, the joke isn't even, we're not even sure. Someone could go, did you hear what they talked about on You Know What, Dude, the guest host? Yeah. He said he asked him if he could use the N-word, and he couldn't even say no.
Every news thing of me apologizing would have to be like, I have grown and learned from 20 minutes ago. Shane.
Yeah.
You
I do
son
not,
of a bitch.
I want to tell the world.
Oh,
I could see Greg at a press conference. I do not record a podcast from your mother's pussy. I want to let everyone know. I apologize to all pussies, all mothers.
Your mother's pussy is too big. We would have way too much room.
Why'd you go presidential? That was very, it sounded like you were a Kennedy.
I'm the president of that pussy,
so
bro.
We have someone that just dropped it. So, President Pussy's here, Greg Stone.
My main man.
I'm Shane Gillis, by the way.
Shane Gillis, welcome to the show. Sure, we had a lot of energy going. Thank you for bringing it down. an immediate hole in the sweatshirt. Where are you from? What do you do? Give us your Instagram handle so we can get those plugs out.
Yeah, it's at Shane M. Gillis. I live here now. I moved. I live in Astoria.
Okay.
From Philly.
Okay.
That's it.
Play some sad music. That got sad. I felt like a funeral just broke out. Thank you, Shane, for coming on.
Yeah, I walked right in on an N-word bit.
Yeah, dude.
We were all saying it. Now you go.
Now you're really? Your turn. We all got brave today.
Nice.
So what do we do on this show? This
is a brave. A couple of quick announcements.
You know what we're talking about. That's what they do in Philly. So we have announcements here.
Yeah, my album is coming out. That's the announcement.
Oh, you came on to promote something, Greg. I can feel it. Greg is sitting up in his chair in full promotion mode.
It's the only thing I've ever tried to promote in my life.
An album
coming out on the 15th, I think.
Hold on.
Someone should know. February 15th.
This is how you know Greg chose an underscore for his for his Twitter.
I'm not in it to be famous.
You come here on the 5th to promote for the 15th?
What's today?
Not the 15th.
Was that not good?
We live in a digital world. You got a backtrack promo.
What do you
no
mean?
No one goes ahead. No one's putting this in their iCal.
Why did
to
you
buy the Greg
yesterday?
Stone album?
Well, what the fuck?
That would be the saddest thing someone could put in their calendar next to like get bread at the store.
Shane's putting it in right now.
He's my main man,
and you're an asshole.
Yeah, he also came here with funeral energy. So
funeral for someone we love that's dead.
Okay,
a
loving funeral.
Yeah, no, it's like a funeral for my grandmother. We hated that bitch. He's got that good energy.
Yeah, it's grandpa funeral.
Dig her up.
Yeah, this is crazy. Last time I was up here, I was charged with being too cocky when I got in.
We'll get there.
Yeah. All right, we'll work on it. Yeah.
We'll get to too cocky.
Okay. Can I tell you a quick one about Shane?
Sure.
And I might be too hot. You have to cool me down.
No, I want to heat you up.
I met Shane now 3 consecutive times. First time I met him, he's on stage. All I hear are people screaming. They're screaming, "Stop the comedy. It's too good."
Oh, really?
He walks off in tears.
A too good heckle.
Too good. They say it's too good. He's killing too hard.
Too hard. You've killed my grandmother.
Yeah. He walks out. He's crying. He goes, "I've never bombed so bad in my life." Mm. And I was like, "This guy's on a level I don't know about."
Yeah, I killed so hard I bombed. Yeah, that type
that
of
happens.
Shit.
You killed it.
So, Shane, do you have an album to produce in 3 years?
I don't.
Is there an album coming up?
No.
It's called The Amazing Greg Stone.
The Amazing Greg Stone. It comes out on the 15th.
Yeah, you got to come to my house though, because I've just got 20 CDs. I'm selling.
Where'd you record it?
In my room.
Yeah.
No.
Nice.
We did it at the Creek.
Nice.
Yeah.
Same thing. So so listen.
Like an asshole today, huh?
Dude, yeah, guess, this is you know what, dude. Get out the towel. Okay?
Yeah.
We're bombing. Okay? We have announcements. Mike, good to see you.
How's it going?
What?
Well, we got Stellar Vegas.
So we have to make announcements. Is this what Bob? I feel like Bobby left a note for the babysitter and how to take care of the kids. So Stellar Vegas, we're promoting this week's shows. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this week's shows is a great lineup. Go to the Cellar, ComedyCellar.com. They got Rocky Dale Davis, Eric Rivera, Dean Edwards, Lynn Coplitz, Adam Ferreira. That's killer show. That's a full lineup of headliners. Go to ComedyCellar.com. Also, Attell's going to be there, I think, on the 19th. Is that what it is?
I think so.
Attell's going to be there. That's a show you got to go see. That's, if you're in Vegas, that's like an event. This is also, you know, if I'm going to give my personal plug to the Cellar Vegas, when you go to Vegas, the toughest thing to do is to have tentpole events to do with your trip, especially if you're traveling there. People always say to me, "Jared, what should I do? I got a bachelor party, I got a bachelorette party, or I'm just going with my boys." You want things to breathe at in between all the non-breathing events. What do I mean by non-breathing events? Drinking, you know, going crazy, going out to the clubs. Those are all high energy, tough to keep up with events. This is one you get to sit down, have a laugh. You go to somewhere that's off the grid. Maybe you're not staying at the Rio. Maybe you're staying in another hotel. Get you out of your hotel, do something different, bring the group, and go see a lineup that's going to be stellar quality. That's a big deal. So, but the 19th, if you can get a chance to see Attell in an intimate, you're not going to the big theater with fucking Danny Gans doing impressions from the dead. I think he's dead.
I was not listening.
Siegfried and Roy. What kind of an experience is that? Oh, I saw Siegfried and Roy. Look at you, hack. No, you want to go where, oh, you went to the Cellar in New York. No. The one in Vegas. There's one in Vegas? It was awesome. There we go. I'm already telling the interesting story at your party.
And we got Laughable.com.
Laughable.com. I'm a member of the Laughable family.
I love Laughable.
We love Laughable. If you listen to podcasts, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're if I'm giving you news you don't know, you're out of it.
Mm.
You're not using the ATM. You're going to the teller. You're wrong. I'll repeat myself. You're wrong. You got to use Laughable. The best thing about Laughable is that if you like people on today's show, Shane, coming here from Philly, living in Astoria. What's her Twitter?
At Shane M. Gillis.
At Shane M. Gillis. If you like him.
Shane M. Gillis.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right?
Is there an underscore in there? Greg knows about that. No, okay.
Overscore.
It's an overscore.
You put a line
Shane
above.
M. Gillis on Twitter. If you you like him, you go on Laughable. You can sign up for people you like and see shows they've been guests on.
Mm.
So I'm Jared Fried. I'm guest hosting today on You Know What, Dude. You might go, I like this guy's flavor.
Mm.
I like the cut of his jib.
Mm. They're not saying that.
Maybe they are. There's one guy out there that's like, wow, we haven't gotten into rape accusations yet. This is a new version of the podcast. So they're going, I like a little light, like a little fun, maybe some dating advice. That's what we do on the J Train podcast. You'll see, you can sign up for Jared Fried. You can see all the podcasts I'm on or have been guests on.
Mm-hmm.
Have a little fun with J Train. If you like Greg Stone, and you don't want to have to hit the shift key, you go on Laughable.
You got me, dog.
Got it. That whole thing. That whole thing was a setup.
I know it.
For the shift key.
You know I know you, dog.
I know. That's right.
Eyes on eyes.
Eyes on eyes.
And
as we always say together.
Can I throw in on Laughable real quick how much I love them? I love them. I messaged him. I was like, hey, man, like, just wondering, what do you got to do to be like the podcast of the week?
Sure.
And he was like, you just did it. Red Dude guest up the next day, baby.
You can tell this is a large corporation. A lot of hoops. It's like contacting Delta. How do I get a few more sky miles? Look at you.
You flying high right now, baby.
Look who you made platinum.
You're talking to the pilot.
Yeah.
You just emailed the fucking pilot.
So
they're great guys.
Listen,
great
Laughable. Guys. We all like them. We want to see it work. So if you're sitting there listening on any other app, you're wrong. You're wrong. Mm-hmm. You're not helping the show. You're not helping. That's how this whole thing works. We don't just say these things. I give out a Twitter handle. I give out an Instagram handle. I give out a Laughable. That's your payment for the free entertainment. That's why you come. It's all a circle. The circle of feathers. I feather your nuts with a fun laugh.
Classic J-Train stuff.
This is classic J-Train.
Right, is that what this is?
Yeah.
I feather your nuts with a Greg Stone _ fucking a tilde joke. You get your laughs. You get your ha's. And then you feather our nuts with a Laughable download.
It is a great app, though.
We're here on the You Know What Dude podcast. We also have to promote some of Bobby's dates. Bobby's coming around the country. He's on the Joker's cruise.
Right now.
So if you're on the cruise watching, hi on the seven seas. Now, he's also coming to your town.
He's going to be at the Lakewood, Ohio from the Winchester on February 15th. Saturday after that, he's going to be at Burning Bridges in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Bobby's doing his Coal Miners of America tour.
The weekend after...
The towns that America forgot. Bobby Kelly's coming to you.
The weekend after that, he'll be at McGoobie's Joke House in Timonium, Maryland.
Yeah.
And the weekend after that, Tempe Improv, right outside Phoenix. And
does Bobby only go to MAGA hotbeds? Where is he going?
And after that, he's going to be at the
Keswick Theater Friday, March 8th with Florentine, Jim Florentine, Ron Bennington, Rich Voss, and Bobby. It's going to be
that's a ticket. That's when
that
you want to Keswick. Gotta go.
7 o'clock.
Where is that? What town's that in?
Keswick.
Keswick.
Classic Keswick.
Glenside.
Glenside.
Listen, Glenside, yeah. Pennsylvania. Right, if you're listening in the area, what else are you doing?
I don't know.
Nothing.
That's
you're going
crazy.
That's a great show. That is the Cellar showing up at your door. That's the reality of it. That's a great show.
Yep.
Everyone on that's just going to murder.
And last thing, we are now on Twitch at YKWD Podcast. Our live streams, we move into there at some point. Right now, we are streaming on Sunday afternoons at 2. So add us now. That way.
So this isn't out now. I just said swipe up.
No, this is out now.
Oh, okay. Let me see all the response I'm getting.
Are we Twitching now?
No, we're not on Twitch yet.
All right. I'm really into Twitch.
Yeah. We rebroadcast on Sundays right now. We will be live streaming.
Now, I thought Twitch is a video game type of thing.
You are out of date on Twitch.
Really?
Yeah, you are out of date, you son of a bitch.
That's how Greg knew it, from the video gamers community.
Yeah, I did a four-hour Twitch.
Four hours.
Microphone was off. People just watched a video game. I was talking to nobody.
So you're literally you were on it being like, I want to try this whole Twitch thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And what game were you playing?
I was playing Resident Evil 2, scared out of my mind, because it is it's so scary that I have to pause it and go.
Were you hamming it up?
It's not real.
Were you hamming it up while you were playing?
Of course.
Exactly.
Daddy's going to have.
Your mic wasn't on. Yeah. Like, I feel like a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Tina was, my wife was just looking at me like, wait, what were you doing? I'm recording a thing. She goes, you're yelling to nobody.
Did you have anybody watching being like, no one commented? Yes. Like, hey, what?
Two people were watching. I had it went from 50 to 2 immediately. And I just was like, man, I'm not being funny enough. So I was like, so I started really getting in there, and I was like, I gotta get that fucking, that zombie's a pedophile. Yeah. They're just saying whatever to say. And then it went to 2, and 2 people watched the whole, I think they're people who just don't have fingers.
And
you know, they're like, well, I would love to play this game, but I can't because I don't have fingers.
In your mind, you're like, wow, I've made 2 fans.
Two real
lifers. Real. They're coming to every show. But really, they just probably are more enthusiasts of watching people play video games.
They just like the Resident Evil story.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Growing up, the guy who would watch the video games, I was like, who is this crazy person?
Yeah.
And then you hear about Twitch becoming a thing. I'm like, oh, it's just all those crazies in one place. And then the minute you said, you're like, no, it's more than that. I'm like, we've moved up. Towards it's, you know, once the thing, it starts with nerds, everything starts with losers.
You're a loser. Your mother's a loser.
That's okay.
With losers.
Everything's, you are classic loser.
Oh, I'll fuck your mother. I will fuck her. In front of you.
You play with figurines.
I don't play with figurines. I collect action figures.
Okay.
Do you really?
Oh, that's, yeah, I got a whole line. You'd love them. They're great.
What kind?
Marvel Legends.
My favorite are when Greg does.
Oh, fucking gay.
See, first of all, Shane, just son of a bitch, walks in. What did I do?
I floated
his ass in here. Told him he was the first chance he gets. He's calling me gay. I'm not shoving him up my ass. I'm putting him in action poses that represent whatever's going on in the Marvel universe at that time.
Shane saw the vibe of this podcast. He saw the
oh boy,
I'm the walking. Aura I have brought, and he went full Philly asshole on you. He went full, and that's kind of their first subject today.
What?
Did we watch the Super Bowl?
Yes. No, it's gay. It's men in tights sucking each other off.
You watch a very different Super Bowl.
I am. I watch it on RedTube.
I watch the Super Bowl.
Super Bowls, bro. I'm the guy who watches porn for the balls angle. You know,
really?
The behind the balls thing. I like to see what's going on.
Wait a minute. So the camera angle comes from the anus up.
You ever see that angle? They're always like, why are you giving me this angle?
Yeah,
when it's just the anus with
that.
The balls?
They kind of dropped that angle.
Yeah, I know. I got to go back and I got to get old school shit.
Yeah. Wait a minute. They dropped that angle?
They don't use that angle very often.
Well, the close up.
Gabby's got me.
The close up penis into vagina shot that they lean on heavily.
I'm always bummed when that's
I'm always
the
case. Bummed. Yeah. I want the full, I want to be like, I want the angle that I'm on risers 3 rows up watching with popcorn.
Yeah, like you do, you know,
like a football
game. College.
Yeah.
With your friends.
Oh.
Your gay friends.
Yeah, you saved it.
See?
I don't know what I did. I just said
fun
gay.
At the end.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, so, yeah. Did we watch the Super Bowl, everybody?
No.
No?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, what did we think? No?
Yeah, it was boring.
It was boring. See, the game was boring, but I blame, where did you watch it? How'd you watch?
I watched it. I was at Sal Valcano's house.
Oh,
it was a nice look out. Party.
Oh my
we got a real
God.
Name dropper.
Yo, name
Sal,
dropping.
Where was that? Practical Jokers.
Oh my God. Oh. A friend's
You're
house?
So famous.
So,
what a famous friend. Is that a friend's house?
No. He doesn't like you.
Because I'm not on that cruise right now.
Yeah.
I'm stuck here.
I don't know how to be mean, so this is the best I can do. I have to say.
He doesn't like you.
Everyone else at the party is on the fucking cruise right now.
So how does that work out? Does people bring it up?
Yeah, he was delivering a pizza. And then they were like, you can stay.
I have a
kind of. That's not far off.
Whatever.
You feel bad about being a dick.
Jay, Big Jay just asked me if I wanted to go over.
So you got a text from him to you, yeah. Or was it a group text that you were included on?
No, it was like, I'll see if you can come over.
And then he like, asked, and you waited for a response.
Yes.
That's a tough moment for
you. It wasn't a long wait, but yes.
Long enough. I would be sitting there being like, don't worry about
it. I'm good.
I'm good.
I got a TV.
I'll figure it out.
I got a friend.
Nah, because then he, so did you come in with a gift? You bring anything?
No.
Nothing.
In fact, I showed up and I was the only one drinking Bud Light.
Okay.
I noticed that. Yeah. He had a nice plush fridge full of Bud Light, and then I put a fucking hurting on it.
And
there was no one else.
Because everyone's sober? Or
no
was
one
it?
Else drank. Yeah, that.
What did everyone drink?
I think some people.
What's a party at Sal Volcano's like? That's going to be, you know, you got to feel like you're.
Yeah, it was cool as fuck.
Yeah, you're at a celebrity's party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was pretty cool. I felt like an idiot. Because everybody else, I was the only one there, like, without a fucking Netflix special.
Mm.
Like, you know, it was weird.
Were you made fun of for that?
No.
See, then that's a fun part.
Yeah, everybody was nice.
Yeah.
Surprised
they thought it.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
Didn't
yeah.
say it.
They did think it. There was definitely a couple, like, who the fuck?
Well, that's why you were in Bud Light Town.
That's exactly
the
right.
The good stuff.
Hit that BL, dude.
Different fridge.
Fucked up.
The Netflix fridge was full of craft brews.
True.
You used to do those shows at Cargo with us, right? Manny Rondon in
it's an unbelievable thing because we used to go.
Yeah, yeah,
Sal,
when I do a thing, I'm clearly.
Oh, okay.
Don't
I wasn't sure if you're going to explain.
Of course, I'm going to explain. Explain. That's the whole. This is me not really talking to you. This is me talking to them. I'm telling them a story.
Tell the story.
We used to do these, but you used to do those, right?
Yeah, they were great.
Yeah, Sal was the best. We used to go do these shows in Staten Island, and Sal was the bartender, and he would just take care of everybody.
Yeah.
Drink, eat for free, nicest guy. And then one day, I swear to God, he goes. Ah, Greg, and I'm like, we're talking, and he's got like his hair was all like shaved up and something.
Sure.
Clearly, looking, he's been through war, and he was like, ah, we filmed a pilot. You want to check it out? And I was like, yeah, no, I'm good, man. I was like, the bartender? How big is this thing going to be?
Yeah.
I don't know. Save True TV?
Greg just got off a stage of killing for 10 people.
Yeah.
And he's like, what are you? I'm the talent. I don't need your,
yeah.
your friggin' pilot that you shot on an iPhone.
You're too old to be on TV, dude, you fat Italian.
Well, it's funny because I have a similar story.
Yeah.
We used to go do that show all the time, and we would get fucking hammered. Mm-hmm. We'd do the show. It was always fun.
Always
and then
fun.
He's the owner slash bartender of this place. And I had no idea that he was doing improv.
That's how
good of a guy he is.
Yeah.
Is he never was like, oh, I got my thing too.
Yeah,
like he was just like, yeah, I'm serving you guys up. One time he drove, we like got done with the show and we started drinking. And then we're like, oh, the ferry's at a certain time, whatever. And you might've been in that car. And he was like, I got you guys. I'm driving you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, this guy. And I'm literally like, we exchanged numbers.
Yeah,
I'm like, this guy is the best
guy
human I've ever met. And it's like, there is that thing where you do a show and like we were doing open mics at the time. Like, we were just excited that there was people in a room that was actually like catering to comedy.
We were so new at comedy. We had no problem going to Staten Island, getting on a ferry for free.
For free.
Yeah.
With chance of free booze.
Yeah.
And did the show. Remember we did the anniversary show and Anthony went on with his pants down.
That's a lot of shows.
Anthony DeVito went on with his pants down and it didn't play at all. Like no one understood. Everyone was like, why is his pants down? We're all just
dying
laughing, hammer drunk.
Yeah,
and what's that?
Dick
no dick. Just
no
underwear.
Dick. Got no dick.
No dick.
Really? He's,
well, yeah, he had like a surgery thing that
he's one of Greg's,
he asked for.
He's one of Greg's figurines.
Anthony had a node. He had his dick removed because he was just like, he was like, let's try this thing out. Let's see how that goes. And it's been working great. He loves it. He loves it.
It's great for his relationship. So then we get done with the show. We start drinking. He's like, I'll drive you to the fair. I'm like, this guy is literally the best. And I remember I think I had his number and I was like, a week later, I'm walking through Times Square and it's a full size picture of him.
Yeah.
And like the guys just hovering over Times Square. And we're like, and I'm like, what?
I should have watched that damn pilot.
Yeah.
I should have been like, yo, let me get up. You want $20 for producer credit?
I was just like, I
ground
was like,
floor missed.
I was just like texting her, like, are you in in Times Square? And it's like, even then he was humble with like, so I would assume it would be a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
At that
he was
show.
Super nice. Every time I've met him, he's been nice.
He's literally one of the nicest people in comedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's stop sucking his dick. And what did you do for the Super Bowl, Greg? Did a little Twitch?
You know what? I have a rule. No, I have a rule. I always go. I go to Andy Fiore, comedian's house.
Okay.
It's the two blocks down. I have a rule. I will bring Spumoni, which is my favorite pizza.
Okay.
Only rule is when the cartoon hero movies come, you got to be quiet so I can watch them. So my whole thing for the Super Bowl is I like to watch.
You want the
Avengers.
Commercials. Yeah.
I'm there to see the new Avengers. I'm there to see Captain Marvel. For the rest of it, I'm jerking off in the bathroom.
So now let me ask you, we want your official review of the Avengers 30-second spot.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing the right thing. They
explain.
So
we only have 3 hours of this podcast. You know how it works here. We have to fill some time.
Yeah, they're not showing you everything. They're just showing you drab, short little things because they want to give away nothing, what I think. The problem is always they tell you the whole fucking movie in the trailer.
Sure.
We know Infinity War was awesome. If you like those movies, it was fucking awesome.
I'm not like a fanboy. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it thoroughly.
Yeah. So yeah, you there's like not that. Much.
You didn't like it?
Nah.
What was wrong with it? Too dark?
Yeah. It's too, no.
Oh.
It's definitely not fucking too dark. It's a kid's movie.
Okay.
It's a kid's movie. You're such
so what was your issue with it?
It's like you spit into my mouth.
Yeah.
Not at me. You open my mouth and you spit into it.
Shane respects me.
Yeah. Why are you trying to win this guy over?
No, I'm not trying to win him over. He just hasn't said anything that I can make fun of.
Yeah.
I've been right on the ball the whole show. Straight as fuck.
Straight as an arrow.
You had a rough night?
What'd you do last night?
I was in Philly last night.
For the listeners at home, you came in with a ripped sweatshirt.
But not us.
Yeah, I mean,
these dogs sucked.
Kind of fair about the dog. A strange, large man is sleeping in your home. Yeah. That's what dogs do.
And then we had sex in this lady's bed.
Hold on. He has a whole production studio to play noise over this whole great podcast. We okay over here? Yeah. So hold on. You're house sitting.
Sex in this lady's bed. This nice lady who.
See, this is why. Why would you ever have a house sitter?
And then the dog.
The first question I would ask the house sitter is, do you have a comedian boyfriend living in Astoria?
Mm-hmm.
I do not want them hypothetically in my bed.
And then the two dogs started fucking.
Really? They were
no joke. After we fucked, but they started humping. It was very fucking annoying.
So, hold on.
Yeah.
They were like, we could do it better.
Then.
You think you know doggy style?
Yeah.
It was a girl dog. A beagle got on top and like air humped the bigger dog, the one that ripped my fucking hoodie.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Got this hoodie.
If I see her doing that to you, I would have fucked that dog too.
What?
I'd been like, yeah, you ripping my man's shirt? You deserve a good fucking in the ass.
Oh, nice. So you're saying the beagle was trying to stand up for me?
No, I'm saying that he was like so proud of his lady for ripping your shirt.
Yeah.
All right.
That was a.
I don't know. This is. I'm not usually good at being mean, but I'm trying to like.
No, you're
doing the best I can.
We don't have to be. I thought it was actually a positive.
Halfway through.
Oh, I was
something weird in the middle of the night. This fucking cat. So to cap off the fucking disrespect tour of this lady's house, I threw in a dip in her bed. Had nice chewing tobacco in there, naked.
Yeah.
Watching TV in this lady's room, spitting.
Is this person a rich person?
Yeah, they were rich.
See, this is horrible.
Why? There's so much money. They'll buy a new bed.
Buy a new house.
Buy a new state.
Put the spitter next to the bed. In the middle of the night, I wake up this fucking cat. Just climbing on the nightstand trying to bite my spitter.
Ooh.
It was a Dunkin' Donuts cup, and this thing's like pawing it. And I was like, fuck, if that thing knocks it over, I'm fucked.
The bed is done.
Had to wrestle it, and the cat was holding on to it. In the middle of the night.
Oh, that's nice.
So then,
Night at the museum?
It was fucking insane. It was insane.
Yeah,
this is all the animal.
Yeah.
So then, to get it off, like I tried to push it, and I thought it was going to scratch me. Mm-hmm. So I took a sip of water and I spit it at the cat, and the cat ran away.
Oh, nice. So you got for your spit back.
I spit water on a cat, on this lady's cat.
To get your own spit back.
That's
the heaviest fight I've ever seen.
This is like Jungle Book. You're like living in this. Does she have no kids? Just animals that need to be sat for?
Yeah, she's a single lady.
Single lady, nice apartment in Philly.
Woman, independent.
Rittenhouse Square, just hanging, lap of luxury, and you're fucking in her bed.
A big fat idiot throwing just in a dip.
Throwing in a dip.
Spitting on a cat.
Yeah, you didn't even ever. Yeah, spitting on his. Why does the cat smell like tobacco? I don't know.
Yeah.
So then you leave this morning and you're like, goodbye. I've planted my seed all over house.
Done enough. Tried to walk the dogs this morning. The beagle was happy to go. The other one, the big one that bit this, ran away from me.
Yeah,
I was afraid of him.
Because he knew he messed up last night.
He might have seen me spit on that fucking cat. And I'm like, yo, this guy's
crazy.
This is prison rules.
Yeah. This guy, you had to take down the cat. The cat probably ran the show there.
The cat was great. Fan of the cat.
Yeah, because he respected you.
Yeah.
It's like me spitting on you when you immediately walked in. That's why Greg gets fucking fucked with.
Who gets? You didn't spit on him.
Nah.
I gave him the energy blow.
Oh, the energy I did. I should have did it too. I was trying to be comforted.
Should have joined
me. What did
me.
He do? Smack me in the face.
Took you out.
Yeah. But I could take it. I have
so tell
a
us about
brother.
The Avengers preview.
Yeah, who gives a shit? It was like, you know, it's just they're doing it slow. They're like, they're not trying to.
Why didn't you like this, Shane? Why didn't you like?
I just, I don't know. I just don't like, they're all fucking corny.
So you don't like any of them?
I don't really like any of the.
Oh, that, I mean, that makes sense. Yeah, you have to say that, though.
Yeah,
I think
it was a kid's movie. I don't know how else to fucking well, say that's, I don't
that's,
like it.
Because that's insulting. Because the thing is, it's not a kid's movie. They're movies for people who like these things. To say it's a kid's movie is just insulting when it's not. It's adult. They make, they're billions of dollars sold. You don't like it.
I would say it's a kid's movie that adults have begged for. So it's made for adults who want to go back to their childhood.
That's fair. It's, I mean, no, I watched
it's,
Star Wars.
It's not
Star
going is... back to your childhood. It's a sort. It's a fucking genre. Comic books are a thing. They're
like Batman.
They're not. Yeah, Batman's great. Batman, but I'm saying like it's a thing that's like these are just like, you know, it's storytelling. It's a form of storytelling.
Yeah. So you're saying that it's more
it's
like
general. It's
fables.
For everyone, but it's like. It's not just like, hey, we want, yeah, they're going to make a lot of money off of toys and shit, but it's like, yeah, it's a form of.
I mean, I'm a fan, but I know that I'm going to fantasy land when I watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think it's
any of that shit, you know, like Greek fucking mythology.
What do you think about people? Children? I think what ruins it is the people that get mad at it not being done well enough. So it's not that like I can watch the movie and go. I like the Avengers. I can't wait for the next one. And then when I go online and I read people's response to it, like, I can't believe he had the horn on his helmet. It wasn't true to life. And you're like, oh my, don't make me a loser now.
There's an
for liking this.
I get that. I don't like them because they're always way too picky, but there is a feeling to me because I love comic books, right? But comic books are like, it's good storytelling, but with a lot of the movies, it's super watered down for everybody, right? So it's like when you see the movies, people are, imagine stand-up comedy, and then they're like, oh, this is fucking, you know, Johnny Hack, and everyone goes, oh, the comedy is just silly. It's like, no, you don't know about Louis or Doug Stanhope.
Yeah, we've seen Crashing.
You know what I mean? No, you know, but I'm saying.
I was going to say, I'm not sure if you guys worked on it at all, so I shut the fuck up on that. But
I watched Crashing, and I watched it for like 10 minutes, and it felt like, all the notes are there, but I was like, it felt like I don't know how Pete Holmes' character, how anyone in comedy would like him, his character.
No.
Yeah,
the character feels very climby to me.
Yeah.
And if you met him, you'd be like, I don't know. Like, that's kind of the whole show to me. I'd be like, I don't think this guy would get in as quick as he did with all these people.
Yeah.
With the energy he had. Yeah. But
you
side note, but I understand what you're
saying. What I'm saying with the comic book thing is that, like, what we love about comic books is, like, the super, the great writing of, like, some of these amazing storytellers, Straczynski, Romita, all these amazing people that do that, and then you get fucking, and then they just do movies pretty much that just wash it all through with, for everybody. Oh, Pollock, did you say?
Yeah.
It took me a second, but then
I
you
like
get all
Thanos.
That. Yeah, Thanos is fine. I mean, I don't know what you're doing. Or you just keep trying to say something like, oh, you know, I like that. Yeah, it's all good. But I'm saying that, like, it's that I understand why the nerds get mad because you're not seeing what we see and why we love it.
But they can't keep up with your imagination.
They can't keep up with our storytelling. They can't keep up with
what was missing from the first half of this story that was like whitewashed for my
I think
pleasure.
That I think these things are getting pretty close to like.
So let's watch the preview. Let's see what we got here. Does this play on the listening version?
It's not like, it's not great for audio only.
See, when I saw this, I was like, Day After Tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, this is why it looks good to me. Because.
Tighten up the shield.
Not us.
Yeah, I mean, business. Up,
well, no, that was us saying he didn't have the shield in the last movie.
Yeah.
So this is them saying, hey, the shield's back, baby.
It's back.
America
maybe.
Forever.
Yeah,
America,
I'll see it. I'll
America's
see
going to save
the universe.
Also
might not like it.
It might be dark, though. I might like that.
It's going to be dark. That's what they're planning. And that's the thing with these movies is especially with this, it's like, for comic book movies, they're always trying to be like, oh, here's an origin story. Oh, hey, we're tiptoeing in. With this, it looks like, oh, no, you're already in. You've been
well,
in.
They had
now let's get to
they
crazy.
They literally made 30 movies yes. to lead up to this one.
Yeah.
It's yes. a it is a feat what they did.
Yes.
It is a crazy
billion-dollar industry.
It is a crazy feat to take literally 20. How I don't know how many movies there have been, but from Iron Man 1 to get to this point. Mm-hmm. Is in it without any holes. Yeah, there's
maybe I like these fucking things.
This is what I'm saying.
Iron Man 1 was good.
Iron Man 1 was great.
There's you know what I fucking hate? The sense of humor in all these movies just sucks.
They do that
when they
like
do this
jokey
corny
stuff
jokes
too much.
It just fucking
but
ruins
to me,
it
that's what makes it comic booky. Because if you read a comic book, I know that there's like there'll be hacky, funny lines in comic books that like are like that.
Yeah, it depends on the writer. A good writer with a good sense of humor is going to write good stuff.
Okay.
You know, but like, yeah, sometimes if these guys are trying to be funny and it's like, oh God, I'm going to fucking throw up.
But to have like, to have the second Guardians of the Galaxy fit in.
Yes.
Yeah. Is fucking insane.
It's amazing.
Great.
First, yeah, oh, there we go. Great.
I hated Black Panther.
You hate racist. Very Philly of you.
There's something about
that's
it.
Your version of saying the N-word
just
in the beginning.
Didn't have class. That's like something my fucking grandmother would say. It's like, what do you like it? No, but I, yeah, I mean,
I love Black Panther.
Big Ant-Man fan, hated Black Panther.
Yeah, yeah.
Ant-Man 2 didn't really kind of danced around, but
yeah.
It was kind of all worth it at that last scene after the credits.
Yeah, yeah.
You basically went to Ant-Man 2 to get up to this point.
You where went to Ant-Man 2?
Did I go? No, I started on a flight.
All right.
They're all great in the air.
No,
if you're in the air, it's a great
dude,
experience.
I'll fall into Avengers. I'll just cut to the middle. Like on Infinity War, the first one.
Yeah.
I'll go right to
the Russo brothers are like, they're killing it. They managed to get that feel, like you said, of Guardians and put it in an Avengers movie and make it all make sense.
Here's how you know Greg is a true nerd. A conversation about the Super Bowl went into a 10-minute review of the Avengers, the next Avengers film, and I'm happy to be here for it.
I didn't know you were a nerd.
Well, I'm like, I don't know. I'm like that new school, because I was never nerdy in high school. Like, I was, people loved
me. Well, we actually have on the phone someone from your high school.
Yeah. I collected action figures because I didn't drink because I grew up around heroin. So it wasn't like a thing, you know? And then like, I just did it because whatever. And you know, I like storytelling. Me and my brother, it was something my brother and I bonded on.
I grew up around heroin. What the fuck are you talking about?
You know that.
Why'd you go dark?
Well, because people go like, oh, you didn't drink? Why, you fucking pussy? It's like, oh no, I grew up in Newark. So everybody was like heroin addicts and my dad was an alcoholic and all that shit. So I didn't drink till I was like 32 or 30.
So you were adjacent to heroin.
Oh, so you were that cool guy in high school who never drank at the party.
Oh no, I didn't go to the party.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
You know those cool
I was
guys?
Like, well, I was into hardcore music. I was like straight edge and all that shit. And then Brucey knows what I'm talking about, baby. I had like,
white,
I was like,
White Mike gave him the nod of nerd approval.
Yeah, damn right.
it's actually really cool to not drink alcohol.
Yeah. Are you still? You are?
Yeah, I'm still straight edge.
What up? That's what I'm talking
about. What does straight edge mean? Because I've had Greg explain it to me many times.
It's no drinking, no drugs.
And that's
no smoking.
That's hip.
No promiscuous sex. Did you cut that one out? Did
well,
they
you
cut
know,
that one out.
We
third X is question.
You put that one.
See,
you kicked that one under the rug.
This is this is like the sister wives' husbands that like leave out the but we all fuck.
Yeah.
Like we've evolved and things change. Except when you work on a farm. Well, what did you think of the Super Bowl? Let's go to that.
I mean, you know, I like sports with other people. So like, if people are going crazy,
sure.
I enjoy that.
So
I didn't follow football that much this year.
How did I watch the Super Bowl? Thank you for asking. I watched from a casino in the Bahamas.
Ooh.
This was a very, my brother.
It was an amazing Super Bowl for you.
The best time. this is the thing. When people say Super Bowl was boring, I get the game was a boring game, but the game owes you nothing.
Yeah.
They put on the show. The show is what the show is. They don't. It's not scripted. Mm-hmm. This is how it goes. The Super Bowl is given to you. It goes on TV. It owes you nothing after that. So all the people that are like, it was boring. It's like, maybe you didn't have a good enough party that you were at.
Mm-hmm.
Did you bet on the game? Did you drink a couple beers? Did you get a little loose? Did you yell some profanities at Tom Brady? Like, how was your... What did you do to make this party good?
Yeah.
I had, like, my brother and I, we took five.
You went all the way to the Bahamas.
I went got a tan, drank on the beach.
That's great.
And then we put a bunch of bets on all different prop bets.
That's what we did. That's so fun.
So much fun.
So fun.
By the third quarter, I was 7 vodka sodas deep.
That's great.
What I'm saying to you is alcohol and gambling will improve anything in your life.
Yeah.
So we had prop bets on, you know, Brady's completions,
yeah.
The over under on the yards, and we divided the money across all those different things. We had Edelman winning the MVP at 20-1. We killed that bet.
Nice.
Lost on Brady over completions, Brady over yards, and we won, you know, a little bit of money. But also by the third quarter, I'm looking around the room being like, it's 10-3. Like, I had no idea.
Yeah, of course.
Because I'm too busy kind of under the table high-fiving my brother over Brady getting his first interception.
Yeah.
Because we're like, we bet on him having one interception.
Mm-hmm.
So I what was, you know, the salvo, kind of, we all can't be, you know, Hollywood people like yourself, Shane. Yeah. But, it, you know, we created our own. You have to,
I know that.
You have to, we have to create our own fun.
Yeah.
So when everyone's like, it's boring, like, The halftime show, what did the halftime show owe you?
Yeah. Also, why is everyone so mad at Maroon 5?
Maroon 5 sucks.
They're fine. People, I don't love them, but they're fine.
Here's the thing. So the halftime show, that's like, to me, that's
fine.
The story of the Super Bowl is how angry the halftime show made people. That is, now, Shane, what did you think of the halftime show?
I like Big Boy. Big Boy was great.
Love that,
like,
fur coat, dressed like my
Adam,
nana.
Adam Levine, how do you say it?
Levine.
Well, let's go through it beat for beat.
Not a fan of these tattoos he's definitely got added in the last 5 years. How fake this fucking human being is.
So
I don't like him.
You don't like. I just don't think there was a win for Maroon 5.
There was never
the
a
The minute chance, it got win. Announced,
I get that.
People were angry.
Yeah, it's because they suck.
Well, they suck is just, that's the retweetable position.
Yeah.
They suck. But why? Because it's top 40 bullshit music?
Yeah.
Well, who should have been put in there instead of them?
Van Halen.
All
the, top of my head.
All the time.
About half
that
price,
well,
10 times a better concert.
But that's the thing that they are, you're competing with. The only thing the only band that could be put in for the Super Bowl halftime show right now is old bands. Like, I don't think there could be any new, young, top 40 person that could come in without.
Katy Perry was fun.
Katy Perry was pretty fun.
Katy Perry,
I would say Katy Perry was fun. Lady Gaga would kill it, though.
I think that they're
the best.
She did?
Yeah.
But I'm saying they've done it already. They do it to promote a tour.
That's true.
So, like, I just think the internet has, everyone on the internet has turned into, like, Statler and
Waldorf.
Yeah. The whole internet.
Yeah.
The news came out, everyone was like, fuck Maroon 5. So now, like, I kind of feel bad for Adam Levine.
Also, tons of people turned it down.
It's a hot take.
Because of the kneeling thing, right?
Like, that's the truth.
Give Jay-Z. Jay-Z probably wouldn't have done it.
He wouldn't have done it for the best. We are all walled. The thing is, like, I always think of, like, you know, because then I think of, like, then they said that he didn't look like he wanted to be there. Everyone was saying,
oh, really? I don't want to perform that gig.
And he mailed it in.
He mailed it in. So, right?
It's crazy.
So, a lot of people, if we can play, like, a segment of it.
Oh, I thought he did great. For him.
Well, they said that he mailed it in. He was kind of half limp.
Run the Jewels would have been retarded.
Run the Jewels would have been awesome.
But who cares about Run the Jewels besides us?
Would Run the Jewels do it?
No.
This is the thing.
Absolutely
so
not.
The NFL,
I was just thinking in my head.
Whoever
like
they would choose. The thing is.
Sia? I love Sia.
He was in Atlanta. They had Big Boy. I bet Run the Jewels they could have got.
No, Killer Mike, I don't think would have.
Like, Big Boy got a lot of shit.
He could have used
for
it
doing
as a platform. Yeah.
I just think, like, I always think of, like, Frank Sinatra.
He's dead. He couldn't have done it.
But think about Frank Sinatra from the grave. Woo!
Hologram Frank.
So,
what up, Hologram Frank?
But Frank Sinatra never had to hear what people thought of him.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like,
because the
Maroon
mob would have killed him.
But this is the thing. Frank Sinatra never had to hear someone go, we booked Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
And then 1,000 women going, he treats women badly. Fuck him.
Fuck that one.
You know, fuck that dude.
That fucking, like, greasy guido.
Adam Levine had to hear from minute one how much people hated that he was booked for it.
Yeah.
No.
We're not allowed?
No. It's a new rule.
What's the new rule?
I'm so sorry.
What's the
rules?
Yeah.
I thought this was a comic hang.
I'm so sorry.
Wait, what's the rule?
I threw in a dip the last time I was here and they were like, you better not. And I was like, I'm fucking doing it. And oh, I did wait. It. And now there's now an official rule.
Is it?
Whoa, why?
Were you waiting for that?
Is it because?
Yeah. Were you like,
no,
we
I
better be
here
on guard?
Time. I didn't make the rules.
Damn. Is it a no? What is it?
For the listeners at home, what's, Gabby just
no skull.
Shot down.
Gabby zone, just matumboed Shane's dip throw. He was gonna do.
I love that calling him a guinea wop was fine, but was no like, dip. Oh, that's funny. Right. I thought it was the racist joke.
I was trying to do it under the table, but
yeah, you were.
I thought cunt wasn't allowed anymore.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that was. I thought. I thought that cunt's cool. We're good with cunt.
I'm not complaining, but
everyone say cunt on three. One, two, three.
Cunt.
Okay, good.
What? Why is that not a good thing? Is that a thing? I don't know nothing about dip. Or
it's
any
a messy
of that.
Product.
It's messy. Okay. You know,
it goes under
dip
the whole,
people.
No food allowed up here either.
Oh, no food.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dip people.
Oh, wow.
The maybe building is a little weird.
I'll say this about dip people. Notorious for leaving their dip stuff around.
Mm.
Not trying to put this on you, Shane, but the community of dip users, their cups, are, that is not a thing people want to clean up.
I would never leave it.
I know you wouldn't.
But it gets left. You understand that,
of
right?
Of course.
Those dip cups, and they sneak up on you.
Yeah,
you pick it up. You don't pick it up and go, yeah, oh my God. Like, it's never, you never pick it up and go, oh, it's just a dip cup. You go, oh, yeah. Come on. And then you smell it. It's someone's spit.
Yeah. I'm the guy at the bar who likes to finish people's drinks. That's the thing. That's a little coffee.
Who's making European coffee in here?
Yeah. Shane and Jose Canseco, the only two people I know who dip.
Oh, I used to hang with a lot of dippers.
Yeah,
Mike.
At least
he
didn't put water in her face. That's all. So,
oh, yeah.
This, so hold on. So where were we?
We were talking about
that's a good that's a good podcast transition. Where were we? The age of consent. What do you think, Greg?
I say, come here, come there, anywhere, baby.
Perfect.
I don't even know if those were words.
They were, and they were not good. Let's play the beginning of the Super Bowl.
Let's just watch the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Let's watch the whole thing. Bobby, we did a 7-hour podcast.
To the Pepsi Super Bowl 53 halftime show.
See, let's keep talking about people will already have an issue with this.
Have you
Pepsi? We're in Atlanta! Yeah. It's a Coca-Cola town! You know, like, there's no win!
Have you seen Pepsi's new ads, by the way?
With
all their
Steve
ads,
Carell?
All their new ads are, it's like, it's okay. It's like, is Pepsi okay? No, it's more than okay. Don't admit that nobody fucking wants Pepsi.
See, right here,
Letters
he looks,
Jane was good.
This feels lazy.
He was tired. Maybe he got bit by a dog last night.
Do you think this is our last white halftime performer?
Nah. I think it's
under
last
the age of 40.
Nah. Post Malone, he would have been good.
He would have been good.
I don't know that he knows enough people for a broad enough audience, Post Malone.
Post Malone?
I don't think Post Malone, because Post
Malone
is
Well, you have to think about this.
Those.
They have to be stadium
so
acts.
Yes.
You have to be a stadium act to do the Super Bowl. So that takes down the group. Maroon 5, whether you like it or not, stadium act.
Yeah, yeah. Cher.
Stadium act.
Queen Latifah.
Theaters.
Yeah.
Theaters?
Yeah.
UNITY? She'll bring us together.
Well, right here, does it look like he's...
Done. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
But wouldn't you not want to do this by the time... And you can't back out. You can't go, we're doing it, I'm Maroon 5, we're doing it, and then everyone go, fuck off, and then go, you're right, not going to do it.
Like, I would love them if they did that.
Yeah,
like, hey, you know what, we do kind of suck.
Yeah, no, well, sounds like the people have decided. Like, then what do you do?
Yeah.
It's just, there's so much noise... I don't know what they could have done to make everyone happy.
No, there's
And then there's also a small story where the SpongeBob community...
I didn't understand that.
So here's the story. SpongeBob, if we could pause this, bring up the SpongeBob story.
We don't need to.
SpongeBob was... the creator of SpongeBob died this year.
Oh,
so there was this outreach where SpongeBob fans wanted... a song from SpongeBob SquarePants played during the Super Bowl halftime in memoriam.
Crazy.
And then here's how crazy the internet is, okay? This story makes me hate the internet so fucking much.
Yeah, yeah.
So Maroon 5 tipped their cap to the SpongeBob people, and they did like an interlude playing some SpongeBob music, okay? For the biggest fucking TV event of the year.
Yeah.
They did a nod to this group of fucking losers.
Mm-hmm.
And then the story today is that
who's
all the
losers,
the SpongeBob people.
Why are they losers?
Because
they're children.
They're watching a
That's for children, but superhero movies isn't.
Oh, no, I think that SpongeBob, which I like and I think is well written, is 100% aimed at children. Not aimed adults at adults. Like it. You can like it, but I don't think it's aimed at adults.
Shane, your point is made because it is in the similar I think they're the same.
SpongeBob and comic books are different. Comic book movies are 100% different.
There's a group of people that would say the SpongeBob plays to two audiences at once.
I would definitely say that older people can appreciate it. It's well written, but they're not playing the SpongeBob. They're not playing Infinity War at 2 o'clock on the afternoon on a Monday.
I think we can
movie theater,
but I think we can all agree that SpongeBob.
Yes, they are
almost definitely
the very 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Monday. It's a very common time for movies to be played.
No. Hang on. What I'm saying is that like there's going to be some, but SpongeBob is primarily going to be for the kids, the adults bringing their kids to these movies, not necessarily the like, or they're not playing SpongeBob at a midnight showing
of
SpongeBob.
But Greg, you can agree.
I love SpongeBob, by the way.
I'm comparing these losers are on the same field. The ones that would get mad over the horn of Abu Dhabi not being correct on the internet is the same losers that would sit at home going, how, because what happened was
but it's anybody who's too into anything. It's the same loser who says gays need to be out of the Bible.
Internet
and shit like
loser.
That.
That's actually kind of true though.
Shane.
What?
Yeah. About gays.
I thought you were agreeing with me.
These internet losers.
Yeah.
Now one is cheering for Marvel, whatever.
Yeah.
This is the same SpongeBob losers are going, we wanted a specific song played. And they're mad that he didn't play Victory. What's it called?
Sweet Victory.
That's the song they wanted played.
From the Super Bowl episode.
It's wild they are mad. I apologize.
They got what they wanted. In the moment they got what they wanted, they're like, they got a nod to a show that they love that everyone watching the Super Bowl who doesn't know the show would go, yeah, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
And then we're mad it wasn't enough. It's just to know it's never enough.
Because it's not the internet. That's that 0.2% of people that now have a voice and want to yell about anything.
But it's being reported on.
Because people report on tweets now. You shouldn't be fucking reporting on tweets. The problem.
Read the story.
What am I going to read? I don't want to read.
Mike's
tell
here.
Me the story.
Mike, this doesn't involve drugs or alcohol or anything fun. You can read it.
There were murmurs that the band would do some sort of tribute to the animated show about the sponge who lives in a pineapple under the sea, but nothing was certain until today. In fact, over 1.2 million people signed a change.org petition to have Maroon 5 perform the show's song Sweet Victory, which was performed during a SpongeBob SquarePants episode in 2001, where SpongeBob gave the halftime show in a game that looked eerily like the Super Bowl.
It's a great episode.
And Maroon 5 teased the SpongeBob appearance in a January 13th tweet that documented some of their Super Bowl prep. Now we have all the proof we need. Let's see. And then right after the Super Bowl moment, Travis Scott arrived in a literal fireball and started rapping Sicko Mode. If you said that sentence to anyone 20 years ago, they'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
At the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They got what they wanted. They got the moment. They got the acknowledgement. It just wasn't what they exactly wanted.
Yeah.
And it's like, it just kind of, this is to me.
But nothing would have been.
But this is what the internet is now. Like, this is I'm prepared. This is the tease.
If they would have played Victory, someone would be like, someone, SpongeBob should have been quarterbacking.
I know.
You know, there'd have been three people.
But this should, like, explain every bit of internet outrage. I like a story like this because it doesn't matter, and it explains everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything that people get mad about, it's never going to be what this person wants.
Yes.
It's never going to amount to the thing. It's always going to be Maroon 5 sucks, and they pissed on the grave of the SpongeBob creator. Look, they had it in the thing. Like, your stupid fucking cartoon got acknowledged. Well, good work.
Whoa.
It's a great cartoon. Halftime,
but that's the thing. They got, you got what you wanted.
Yeah.
Not enough.
Yeah.
Never enough for internet person.
What about the tits outrage?
What tits
you guys
outrage?
See that?
That's another thing.
Give it to
me.
What
do you think of those tits?
So they're saying that Adam Levine took off his shirt
tits
throughout the halftime.
Yes.
And people were saying, well, this is... Why is this any different than Janet Jackson?
I can answer that.
Go.
Because no one gets rock hard for a man's tits.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. No, but like, it's not.
I was also going to say that.
It's not. I mean, that's the thing, is that like, men's tits, we can be honest. Let's be honest. They're not as coveted as the woman. Like, we could change that, but society isn't going to change in the middle of a football game. You know, we all want to talk about, okay, now boobs are not whatever. Good. Okay, I can live
your issue shouldn't be with the rule the FCC. It should be with the society at large. If you want to get into an argument with someone, oh, Janet Jackson shows her boob and it's not allowed. Yeah. When have you ever watched a TV show? When have you ever watched a TV show where there's just everyone walking around topless on regular basic cable?
Not counting National Geographic. You know, that science shit. You
and
know?
Also, Janet knew that her brother was fucking kids and didn't do anything about it for all those years.
That is a good response
a good point.
To Twitter.
I saw someone else tweet that.
Oh. A million retweets. Yeah. Thought we'd never know.
Fuck Jerry, dude.
Pass on the news.
Shane the fuck Jerry of podcasts. Let's go through keep going through the Super Bowl because we'll keep going through this.
But yeah, I never thought about that. Janet definitely knew about all those kids.
Yeah,
all of them.
A lot of them.
You know, I don't know that he did it. I think he was just like being a child.
I never know with that thing, because with that shit, you know, I'd like to see this documentary, but like I heard understand.
It's damning.
It's 4 hours.
It's one word.
Love a 4-hour pedophile movie. But
I'm down with that.
No, but like,
see, look at, they got what they wanted. Here it is. There's Squidward.
And this is the victory thing.
They even played a scene from it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you got an issue.
Was that on the screens?
Yep.
And then a fireball comes down, and who is it?
It's Travis Scott.
It's fucking Travis Scott.
I didn't know Travis Scott was a thing until this. I didn't know what he did.
Oh, really?
Is that Kylie? Yeah.
You guys
Jenner's?
Obviously heard.
Yeah.
Okay. I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Baby mom, baby daddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
That's all I know.
Oh, yeah. And then there was people saying that they wanted him to propose during the halftime.
Who?
Travis Scott.
To who?
To Kylie Jenner.
Oh, I missed all of that because I was watching TV, because we're watching TV on a podcast.
Well, this plays through. This goes to the regular feed, right?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. I'm not trying to insult it like you guys. Also, don't play so close to fire, you know? You know, it's going to be hot.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know what would be, is could there ever be a good halftime show?
I think there have been.
We should have had Ray Romano.
There have
known
been.
Known child fucker, Michael Jackson, had a killer halftime show.
He had the first one.
Yeah.
They didn't even have halftime
Prince's
shows.
Was the best.
How many fucking kids
Prince's
do you think he went through that night?
The best.
How many celebratory kids do you think he went through?
Who?
At least six.
MJ.
He didn't have sex with them. He brought them, invited them over for cookies and fun.
Come,
but probably in a glass.
His
he wasn't
type
fucking
of fun.
Them. He was like, here's some cum.
What if
you
just
milk?
Jerked off in front of the kids? Would you let him perform it?
The funniest part is that before Michael Jackson, there wasn't even these halftime shows. Like, they had marching bands, like, doing an ode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They would be like, and now an ode to Motown, and then bring out a band to do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
What year was that in? Florida, look at 1971, Florida A&M band.
Damn.
Like, this is an invention of our own reality. This is, it
like
gets bigger and better.
Ring.
Yeah, this is the wedding
That's
ring.
Bullshit, yeah. Dude, remember? Do you ever hear the Prince story?
What's
greatest
the Prince story?
Stories of all time?
Who'd he fuck?
Prince was,
OD.
Prince was supposed to, like, do the halftime show, right? And now he's performing on this, like, crazy, like, shiny stage with these halftime dancers who are in high heels, and he's got to play guitar. It's all electric. It's all shit. It starts raining.
Oh, fuck.
And they go, Prince, it's raining. What do you want to do? And Prince goes, can you make it rain harder? And then he fucking shredded.
And then murdered.
Murdered.
Yeah.
It's a purple rain. It was like, watch it. You'll cry. It's one of the greatest fucking performances.
No, let's play it right now. But I don't know if we can go back. To me, it was
Well, you just need great artists. Lady Gaga could do a thing like this, I think. Get her every year. Sorry.
Just have her as a standing appointment.
Standing appointment, Lady Gaga every year.
Every year.
Yeah.
Like Billy Crystal and the Oscars. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be up for that.
If Billy Joel wasn't so fucking drunk, I'm sure he would do a good show.
I'm not saying that I'm anti.
Could you go back to the every performer and then look at Michael Jackson's lineup? Go back to
that. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Take a look at that. I want you to read that.
Healed 1993 Healed the World featuring Michael Jackson and 3,500 local children.
That is, yes.
Whoa.
That is,
yeah, the local kids. You always get the local
Michael
kids.
Michael Jackson and 3,500 local children performed.
All hand chosen.
You would think the CBS NFL page would be like, yeah, let's not put this in.
We
don't have, they didn't really co-star. Yeah. Like, that seems like a mean joke.
Yeah, someone wrote that was like, they kept it.
Yeah, I can't believe they're going to keep that shit.
3,497 secret keepers.
3,500 children. Yeah.
He loves the love of a child.
See, I don't.
I think he does.
What year did Prince do this? I just think that going into the Super Bowl, all you hear is feedback now. All you hear is a lineup of people going, in third grade, you slap my ass, Maroon 5. And it's like, oh, now, you know, just anything he did is now, he's now a politician. Everyone's a politician leading into these big events.
No, they got to do the silly things. Do like, you know, the fucking Harlem Globetrotters come out.
The Sharks. That's why the Katy Perry thing worked, because it didn't take it. You have to be more ironic than the internet could make.
Do the guy who paints the thing upside down, then he spins it around. It's only shit. That's fucking, you know, that's fucking, you know, Will Carrey.
You know, it'd be good. Rodeo monkeys on the dogs.
Fun. Always fun. Yeah.
You ever see that?
Yeah. Of course, man.
Oh. I would like the Super Bowl, the NFL, to just do that one year.
Civil War reenactments.
Just put out. Just well, this is the thing. Like, you know, the
South wins.
Bat. You know, like unmasking.
Yes. Well, they, you know, when they for the anthem, they.
No,
brought,
we get. We put someone on death row. We put them to death.
Monkey count, you know.
Sorry, I just they're coming in, and I got a stream, baby. Yeah,
but wouldn't it be great if the NFL was like, let's just put
hangings.
Out a parade of things you can't disagree with.
I swear to God, I know you guys have moved on, but Monkey Cowboy Rodeo is definitely one of the more undeniable, most electrifying performances in
of our time.
Society. Look at this fucking thing.
Yeah, man, who you can't follow. That's the thing, is the second half of the Super Bowl can't follow this.
I was at a.
How do you teach?
Never follow an animal act. Everyone knows.
But wouldn't it be great if the NFL was like, we're not telling you the halftime show. We're not going to have.
We're not going to tell you.
Yeah.
And then they just led
a herd of these
just running around the stadium, and then clowns chasing them, trying to corral them.
Yes,
that.
You know what time we would have?
And we'd all sit there.
Great time.
We'd all sit there on Twitter waiting to type something, and we'd be like, everyone. Twitter would just stop. For a full minute, like unheard of. Everyone going, I don't know what to make fun of.
I mean, for real though, they say white people don't have culture, but
well, that's how you get Planet of the Apes, first of all.
Also, just get a guy on like a hoverboard or something flying around, you know?
Look at him, he has a little attaché, a little bandana around his mouth.
Yeah, we're not talking because we're all watching this, because this is amazing.
So I saw this live.
You went to one of these.
I went to the Harrisburg Senators.
Shane, I didn't want to say baseball. This looks the most Philly thing.
Well, this is even more so. I'm from Central PA originally. I lived in Philly recently.
Where in Central PA?
A place called Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
I know
Mechanicsburg well.
But I was at the Harrisburg Senators game, seventh inning of Dollar PBR night. Here come fucking monkeys on the dogs. Place goes fucking nuts.
Did they throw the cans?
Thing, it was anything you can imagine happened. But mostly it was people were very excited.
Into it.
Mm. But then afterwards, when we were walking out, I saw the guy who trained the dogs. I could see through the fence. He was in the locker room with his buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And he was feeding them strawberry Pop-Tarts. But the dogs kept sitting down while the monkeys were on the back and they kept falling. It was just funny to see a depressed old man like breaking off strawberry Pop-Tarts to feed these monkeys and dogs.
I saw a box of dead monkeys.
No, it's just
see, you know, funny. Speaking of trash, we should put up go to the Patriots parade was today. If you go, the best part about a Northeast team winning any championship is the parade. No town like New York, Philly, Boston, Jersey-ish, wherever you go in those areas, will always have ridiculous fights happening at the Super Bowl parade. And I believe it was put up on one of these, Barstool might have put it up, where they literally just a face-off of a bunch of Sullies.
Uh-huh.
It was just everyone.
Oh,
everyone looked like it was like Murph, Sully, and every version of Southie came together. They're like, we won.
You like apples?
Now we fight.
You like apples?
Look at this. I saw this earlier today.
Ooh,
And it's like, I mean, there are people. There's one dude that comes in shirtless. This dude shirtless with the hairy back and sweatpants on. He was like, I'm going to the parade. I'm getting drunk. I'm definitely getting laid.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my sweatpants.
Tell you what's not happening. This at the Infinity War movie.
No, this. Look at this dude. This guy came in like the Mountain in fucking Game of Thrones. Just ready to hammer people.
Yeah, I hate this shit. Look at it. These fucking
just
idiots.
Leaves.
And it's just like,
violence isn't the answer.
And it's just funny that
rarely
there,
is.
There are people out there that are like, well, you know, Philly's gonna go crazy. They all go crazy.
Philly was. I was at Philly. That was fun.
You went?
Yeah.
Did you get drunk? Right and
there. Yeah, it was nice.
Did you watch people try and climb the greased poles?
Yeah, I was on Broad Street when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, which was chaos.
Insanity.
Yeah, it was so fun. I did coke.
Nice.
Really?
So cool.
Yeah, you guys ever do coke?
Where?
No, I don't.
It's real cool.
I don't do drugs like that.
where with who? How?
I was at a hotel on Broad Street.
Man, that sounds the saddest.
Normally, that'd be a sad location.
Yeah,
that Super Bowl it was very fun.
See, then they had Gronk on the float.
Can I tell you my biggest problem? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Joe. Go ahead.
My biggest problem with football. Can I tell you my biggest problem with football?
Go for it.
I watched one season. I was like, all right. I'm going to watch. My sister was like a big Giants fan. I was like, all right, I'll watch football with you. It was the season where they beat the undefeated Patriots.
Yeah.
And I watched every game, and it was the greatest experience of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next year they lost, and I went, this is the worst thing ever. I watched one of the greatest seasons you could watch as a fucking sports fan, as a Giants fan, and then nothing else held up to that. So then I could never get back into it.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing.
No, Spider-Man always wins.
Yes,
he always wins.
That's why it's a kid's show.
It's great.
Look at Gronk.
Yeah, you got to have some despair.
Yeah.
You get despair. Middle.
Yeah.
And then he gets out and he wins. That's great.
Look at Gronk. Pulls out a bottle of wine. They're chugging beers that are getting. Now,
that's awesome.
When an athlete says the earth is flat, this is why I'm like, good. Of course they think that.
Gronk is the best guy.
Gronk.
Ever. If I know anything, I love that guy.
He can do no wrong. He's already proven that.
I did you see his stand-up?
Yeah, I
heard he was just like, Brady never brings me to his house. And I'm like, I love it. I love it. You should do an hour
special. I love that he tried.
God bless him.
You guys are real positive.
Yeah.
Gronk's stand-up was horrible.
It was garbage, but he went up with enthusiasm. That's why everyone likes what he does. Look at this. I like that he wore a jacket. Like, he was like, I'm a comedian now, got to dress like one.
Yeah,
and he went
the
to
the 80s,
video, and he was like, I'll throw him the jacket.
First time I won the Super Bowl, no shirt. So why not trick everyone like I played in the Super Bowl again this year? So no shirt again.
Huh?
I don't understand what he's
That's
even
my
talking
fucking
about.
Bit. This guy's took my fucking bit. Are you serious?
Also, pause it for a second.
February 15th.
Yeah, this is the first bit on his album. the idea that he just comes out going, I know what the first line will be. Let me make myself relatable. When I won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Just the opening bit. Let's hear what the second one is.
I love that he's out there. Just.
I'm telling you, you win the Super Bowl and the party doesn't stop. Yes, it doesn't stop.
He sounds like a woke comedian right now. He's gotten three applause breaks in the first two sentences.
True. He's very applause.
Yeah.
I bet he still didn't write this himself.
Going and going. Every bar I go into,
I bet we know who wrote
it. Buy you drinks.
Oh, sure.
Yo, Brock, let me buy you a drink.
Why does he only hang out with caricatures of Italians? Yo, Gronk, let me buy you a drink.
I think Joe List wrote all this shit for him. You could tell.
Man. Someone did write this for him,
of
and they're
course.
Sitting in the
it's
back going,
good.
Do
not
the
nice.
Fucking bit. He said it wrong.
Won the Super Bowl. Man.
You guys want to buy me another shot? It needs to be a B12, lemon ginger, or a flu shot, please.
Ooh. All right, nailed it.
See, that was the joke that was, pause it for a second. That was the joke that was written for him.
Yeah.
He looked at the guy and goes, everyone try to buy me drinks. And the guy was like,
how about shots?
Shots, B12. You need to rehydrate.
And then Gronk was like, that's perfect. He's like, no, that's a premise. We got work on this. Yeah. Like, no, I'm doing that.
I'm doing that. All and right. I'm going to do it a minute 21 into it after I explain that I get fucked up after winning the Super Bowl.
What are these Sears dad jeans he's wearing? Right?
Yeah.
Those are like weird pants.
This is how you dress up in Buffalo. That's where he's from. Let's go on.
Be that hard. But let me tell you, when I do party, you can't handle that shit.
He's seven applause breaks in.
Let me tell you this. If he wouldn't have said this was stand-up, if he just said, hey, guys, I'm going to talk tomorrow.
Sure.
It would have been great.
No one. If he had just been like, I'm hosting a comedy show, but I'm just going to come out and I'll just fucking amp him up. And he's just like, I'm not, but he actually. But if you're a professional athlete, you believe everything can happen.
Of course.
Why would you otherwise? Why would you think otherwise?
It's getting hot up here. Should I take it off?
Now, can we? What about? I could just give us a topic.
For real now.
Do we need to keep with this?
Yeah. Why is he?
Because I get watching it, then I'm just like, he's sweating profusely.
Is this like the Magic Mike portion of it?
It's like a shirt.
Takes him 3 minutes to get the jacket.
Oh, so he's just going to do fucking, what's his name? Pitt?
Kreischer.
Kreischer. Thank you. Who is that? Where'd that voice come from?
When does it? What is the first joke of the first comic on this showcase? He has to make fun of Gronk.
Oh, he does not.
He doesn't?
No.
Who was on the showcase?
Who was on the showcase?
Jay Larson, Vanessa Mitchell, Lenny Clark.
Lenny should have given him shit. He could say whatever he wants in Boston.
They have like interstitial sketches.
Oh, they do?
Also making him look cool. So, but they can't mention the NFL or the Patriots. So.
Really?
Yeah.
They couldn't mention the Patriots?
Yeah,
they protect that shit, man.
That's the copyright shit I don't understand.
Do we have a message board that people are writing in, or no one's written a thing?
No one's. Bobby's not here. No one cares.
No one cares. They left it hello and welcome.
We used to have it, but it was always like who's the hole or shit like that, so we stopped.
Who's the hole?
Yeah. Who's the hole? What is that?
Her name is Gas.
Oh, my God.
Oh, like a woman hole.
They're horrific.
Yeah.
I also have a hole.
Yeah.
We all have holes.
We all have holes.
But multiple. I'm the hole.
I'm just kind of God.
That's horrific.
Yeah. I would have, if someone said who's the hole, I'd been like, here. Me, and it's nice.
Shane's been writing for the fans.
Yeah. That's a sick, whoever wrote that's funny. You should get that one.
Get them on here.
Come in here and be like, who's this fucking hole?
Whoa.
That's it. Write it down. Hilarious.
The new Dice Clay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You watch this and you're like, man, stand-up must be really cool right now for the guy who's a fucking Super Bowl champion. Be like, I want to do that.
I want to do that. Yeah, sure.
It's like two in.
Yeah. I wish they'd let me step into the Super Bowl. You know?
Yeah.
See how fast I can run.
I would watch that.
Yeah. I mean,
is that a correlate? Is that the same?
Gronk did better at stand up in this than any of us would do in an NFL game.
If we
maybe
were put,
if I could kick.
Crush.
What if we were put like defensive end? You don't think we could do as badly as this?
What would happen to you if you went in at the end? Would be
I would terrible. Avert. The person, because at least
you
at the end,
around an offensive.
Well, no, I don't think I could get around, but I think I could run into them without dying.
You couldn't. An NFL offensive lineman
just run into them. They would throw me to the ground, and then I would go on my
very lay on you, and they're fucking.
They're big
monsters. Let me tell you why I would be okay, because I've been through this scenario before. They put me in, right? No one passes me the ball. And I'm just standing there with my hands open for a whole fucking game.
But here's the problem. You wouldn't be put at wide receiver.
Why not?
You're going fullback and getting annihilated.
What's the fullback do?
Runs into the defensive lineman to try and block them out of the way.
Why? Because I'm big?
Yeah.
I'm not that big.
You're not fast enough to play the
You know how fast I am? 50-yard dash, 5.2 seconds.
Really?
You run a 50?
I don't know.
That's the normal.
Sixth grade was the last documentation of my running.
I'd say, if you ran a 50-yard dash in 5 seconds, you might have some wheels, dude.
That's what I used to have, but now, not since baby.
You did. That was an inaccurate time.
So now the
what? 5.2?
When you were in sixth grade?
Yeah.
Yeah, I promise.
You don't? Do you? Have you ever done
like a 4.8 and 6?
Shane, have you ever done a podcast with Greg Stone?
No.
He literally makes up things off the top of his. You think we live in reality?
Yeah, I could run a 5.2. I'll race the fuck out of you guys right now.
I'm not saying I would run a better than a 5.2.
Yeah. But I'm also we're talking 5.2. Sixth grade when I was in my height of my rollerblading career.
Sixth grade. If you ran a 5K,
oh, he was 17 in sixth grade.
I'm mad fast.
He's not riding.
Watch this. Watch that bottle. That means. Watch that bottle.
Greg didn't know that was.
All right, that's worse than dipping. I could have had a dip.
I really thought.
Shane, he fell into that being a fast 40.
What?
You didn't know 5'2 was fast.
Yeah,
for
it was,
because
that's how fast I run.
No, you had no idea going into that.
Quickie, they used to call me.
Quickie, oh, there Stone.
Goes Quickie. And I'd run around and I'd tap the girls on the butt.
Speaking of people doing jobs that they're not used to, let's go to this next story that we had. This is the Bobby Kelly Memorial uncomfortable
Wait,
story
is
that we
here?
Talked about on the podcast. Oh. Story that we do. There was a.
You have to talk about this? I guess
you're
right.
We do have 10 minutes left in the pod.
10 minutes left to Wait, get in
this,
trouble.
Is this the dad?
So, this is the dad. So, for the listeners at home, a dad who lost a kid.
They lose him. They know right where he is.
Okay. Play the laugh track.
Is that too much?
So, see, we're already. Perfect. Let's not do the story. We should right away. We should get out of the story.
Well, I got to apologize for that in 5 years.
Louis made fun of. Louis made a joke about the referencing the Parkland
and
shooting.
This is about a guy who had a son who did not run a 5.240.
My man.
We did it,
man.
We back. We back.
For the listeners at home, Greg and Shane. High fived. I did not.
It's okay. Like when you're Render the Nerds, like you switch sides.
Yeah. So then.
Yeah, right at the end.
Greg nice. Also did a point after high fiving. So this guy responded to Louis by saying, doing his own version of dead baby jokes.
He was, Louis also wasn't making fun of dead babies.
I know. Well, that's the thing. You. Put the veil of the issue over yourself and you say you can't disagree with this. You
I'm not allowed.
So you can't have someone do a dead baby joke, being angry at Louis and then go, but well,
yeah, also,
you don't get a voice in this.
Also, before we even get into this, we just saw Gronk do stand up without even getting into it. You know, anyone who just gets up and tries to do stand up is not going to be good.
Well, I don't think that was the point.
Working this
I don't think that was the point of him doing that. Have you watched this video?
I bet this guy crushes. I haven't seen it, but I bet he's funny.
Let's hear it.
This fucking kid guy.
You guys ever heard dead baby jokes? I got a dead baby.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
His name was Joaquin Oliver.
Oh, he's one of these.
He's going to be 18. But now he's dead. And that's not a joke.
I don't.
Disgraced comedian Louis C.K. mocked Parkland students. And that's the thing, like.
He did.
So he held his own.
Guns are
I heard
out of control.
Great Whoa. Line from a comedian.
Like, I don't want to make fun of this guy, man. This guy's going through some shit. And I'm so sorry.
It's nothing to make fun of him. It's but he's doing.
Joke about kids getting shot.
And of course he's going to react in a way like this. He's going to do a video. He's going to do these things. It's like, what is this? You know,
jokes about kids getting shot. I can do that.
Wow.
You're the one about the kid that walks into the school on Valentine's Day.
Hey,
skinny kid.
It's probably a language thing. This is probably funny in Spanish.
By his dad.
It's a lot more boisterous.
Yeah, here, pause it. It's a tough watch because you're like, you're sitting there going, I know, I agree with you that it's everything that happened is awful.
Did we have to come for this?
Then it gets put on your feed and people go, that's right.
Yeah.
Look at what happened. And it's like, you know, Louis doing a joke where he's referencing them and like, you know, referencing the idea of children telling adults how to act. And then it's like, yeah, and also it was released before it was ready. It wasn't even a worked out joke. People there were laughing. And then it's like this guy comes out and it's like, I get what he's doing, but like I guess my point is like if he at the end of this was like, I don't know if he at the end does he give a place that you can go and talk to people about gun control? Or is this about shaming Louis for making the joke?
I bet he does toss in something at the end, but this is kind of about him, obviously.
That's
He takes care of himself. He likes his this is a weird dad behavior.
Yeah. You think this is weird?
I think I'm surprised that guy's wearing a wedding ring. I think he's trying to get some pussy right now.
this is a pussy play.
I don't know why he's upset. His son is now in the movie Coco playing guitar with
Oh, is that a spoiler for Coco?
Skeleton.
Wow.
Damn it.
Shane.
Right? Is that what we're doing here? That's,
yeah. That was, here to, I guess it was really.
I didn't see the movie.
Hey, Greg, it's 100%.
I guess this was the only direction this could have gone.
What were we supposed to do with this?
I
would love to just fucking. But it's like, man, I get it. You're fucked up. It's like, you're trying to do a thing. You think people are making fun of your kids. No one's making fun of your fucking kids.
Yeah, no one's. It's like, no one's happy doing? A kid is dead.
Well, yeah.
This is the thing. The point of that joke except wasn't, hey, let's make fun of these kids. It was about making light of, like, oh, they're dead, but we're making these people heroes for not getting shot. And then the one of the ones who didn't get shot, like, well, I'm a hero. I'm going to take down Louis C.K. And it all comes down to that.
I just don't know.
They're doing exactly what he was making fun of.
Yeah.
Well, I also felt that Louis's point was that, like, the idea of the joke is that they're still children. They don't know about making laws, you know? And it's like, yes, 100% support them talking and getting out there and being a face, but it's like, but they don't, they're still children, you know?
There's
and it's
more
like,
more goes into this than.
Yeah, what were we doing when we were children? It's like, you're not fully developed. It's like, and that's what Louis always did. He says, here's a thing we hold sacred. Here's the one tiny piece that maybe we should question.
I never thought about how good looking the dad is.
I think he looks great. It's weird. I'm going to be honest.
Odd for a dad like
very
that.
Hot.
This is a grieving father that looks this good.
Great tan.
I doubt it. My dad looks like shit and I'm alive.
Yeah, he'd look a lot better if he died though. Get his act together. He'd be so happy.
Stu Pusha.
Finally, okay. Finally stops drinking. Sorry. I want you to be alive.
No, it's okay.
I would now I kinda wanna see how good your dad looks after you're dead. Now I'm like
Yeah.
My dad looked good before I was born.
So. And he'll look good again.
He's jacked.
Yeah.
Now he just fell into a car. And got fucking hurt.
He fell?
He tripped.
How'd he trip? On ice?
Yeah. And he fell like...
Oh, recently?
That's a widowmaker, man.
The car.
The winter will get you.
Yeah. Smashed a car.
Did he put a dent in the car?
Big time.
Oh, he's a big dude.
He's a Gillis, dude.
He's a Gillis.
That's Gillis size.
Irish vagina.
That's an elm falling on that fucking car. Okay. Let's turn this off. Let's go to a lighter subject. I don't know.
Let's go back to Monkey Rodeo.
Literally anything.
Play the Monkey Rodeo right now. I just don't know. Like I don't know. This is undisagreeable. Like I don't know the point.
If
that's
Monkey
being
Rodeo
made
followed that
with this video,
that's the one act that can follow that dude. Monkey
yeah, put
rodeo.
On a bear oh, riding yeah. a unicycle.
That's the thing too. Like he's doing the stand up thing.
Whoa,
I get to
wait.
See myself in the crowd being like, "Wait a minute, am I supposed to laugh at this?"
Well,
like,
you can hear on.
Like, oh shit! Sorry.
You can hear uncomfortable laughter in the background.
Like, yeah,
you do hear.
That's it. You get a bear riding a motorcycle.
How about we just get the Country Bear Jamboree to play? That would also be fun.
Yeah.
Bring them back.
I mean,
That's crazy.
An animal will put a smile on your face.
I'm only okay with this because I've kind of seen it before. I want to know the trainer who's just being like, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to get a bear to ride a motorcycle.
They're
and
Russian,
then he fucking
so,
did it.
Yeah. He beat the shit out of that bear.
Talk about.
That's
they
what
take
did.
Their teeth out and they
beats the
they take
shit
the teeth
out.
Out.
Go to that sense. Bear fucking with that chair. That's
modern
exciting.
Without as much, but the old ones, yeah.
This is fun stuff. God damn it.
Oh, you got to pay for YouTube now?
Damn it. Let's hit the internet.
Yeah, let's just watch this bear, dude.
Meanwhile, in Russia, you ever follow there's an Instagram account that's look at this Russian.
No, but
dude, it's all crazy like shit like this. It's all this stuff. And you're like, man, Russia is nuts.
Russia's kind of killing us right now.
I love that cool Russian shit. Prank of to put your friend on an airbag that's been discarded and have him hit the ceiling.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
That's a Russian prank?
Yeah. A lot of Russian great videos prank. Doing that.
It's almost like the whole country saw Jackass for the first time, and they're like, game on.
These guys are pussies.
Yeah, we'll out-Jackass you. Like, they're playing with a grizzly bear right now.
Yeah, but
the bear sense. Has a trumpet. It has a trumpet. Even their dogs aren't afraid of the bears.
Oh, it just hopped
because
on.
Bears are afraid
he
of
dances.
Them.
That's a dancing bear.
Is this like a Russian tradition, the bear thing? Like, this has been a joke my whole life on cartoons that, like, do Russians just deal with bears?
What if he just fucking bit his head off?
I mean, that's like their fucking mascot.
That's the mascot, the bear.
We got the eagle. They got a fucking sick bear.
Yeah, our eagle has
Eagle's
a scarf.
Cool.
Our eagle, yeah, no, eagle's totally cool. different now. It's got a scarf on, a beanie.
Yeah, eagle's fucking gay.
Weird glasses, writes a blog.
The Eagle didn't even want to invade Iraq.
No. The Eagle.
I love the invasion of Iraq.
The Eagle's angry at his dad.
I'm one of the few guys still supporting the invasion of Iraq.
Let's leave so we can go back and do it again.
Shane's going to be in front of a mission accomplished sign, just hanging out on a fucking aircraft carrier.
Khabib wrestled bears?
We're not going to watch a kid.
Bear could eat a child, are we?
No. I like that this kid is doing actual wrestling moves to the bear.
That's Khabib. That's the guy who beat the fuck out of Conor McGregor.
Oh, that's him wrestling a bear? They actually put him against bear?
This is what he opened with.
If you can fight a bear, you can fight a man.
This is wild.
The bear is really good at wrestling.
Yeah. This is why Russia's going to take us down.
I think it's fun biting him, though.
Yo, how are we going to beat Russia in anything?
Yeah, but like
because
bombs.
We don't use actual fighting when we go to war.
Yeah.
We don't just have man versus man in the dirt.
Should.
And robots.
I know.
Even then, we'd have a decent chance. We got black dudes. Fuck them up.
Shane's coming hot with a lot of strong opinions.
I'm just saying, I think black dudes can beat the shit out of Russian dudes.
You think black dudes greater than Russian?
African Americans can beat up Russians.
Okay.
In fights, on average.
But what if they have, I'm sure they have black Russians.
Nah.
That's a drink.
I don't think they do.
Of course, they do.
Oh.
Yeah.
And
if you are,
American black people are different.
Oh, let's explain that.
You want me to break it down? No.
I think I'm okay with it.
It's not my career.
You want to break it down?
Go for it.
Do we have stuff to promote?
The amazing Greg Stone's coming out.
Let's get you guys' dates.
Greg, tell us what's going on. You got dates. Or you're just here for the album.
Oh yeah, well I'm here for the album. Check out my podcast, The Rad Dudecast. It's on I don't know, CBS. I don't know. What were podcasts at? Google it.
Find it on Laughable.
Yeah, it's on Laughable. Find it on Laughable.
CBS.
I don't know, man. And then I'll be at the DC Comedy Loft February 21st. And I have the album release show with the Fat Black Pussycat on Valentine's Day. February 14th, come to that. I think Free just got added to that.
I'll be on that show.
Yeah.
That'll be hanging. Great.
That's all I care about right now.
Shane, what do you got?
Listen to Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast, and then February.
Their next episode is going to rank all the races in the fight game.
That's a
good episode. Not against it. I want to listen to
that. I say Russians are two.
Two.
I put them up there, too. The fight game.
Okay, see.
Black dude, well, American black dude.
That's a fun preview of your podcast.
I think that's it.
This is actually this is the new podcast that's been created from it called Fight Game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scrappy 8,000 Africans.
Thanks, dude.
I got you.
February 16th, there'll be Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie. Come out to that. And that's it. Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast.
There we go.
Woo.
Mike.
You can follow me at Mike B. Suarez and follow the show at YKWD Podcast. YKW Dude Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. YKW Dude Podcast.
You can follow me at Gabby as Brian. I have a monthly show in Brooklyn at the Way Station, first Wednesday of every month.
They'll be holding a anti-Shane Gillis rally there.
Yeah. I made the signs Brooklyn before the episode. And that's it. Yeah.
Mike.
Cool. I'm at Micah Brucey on all social media. I have a podcast called A Little Time that you can listen to on Laughable and everywhere else. And if you're listening live tomorrow night, the 6th of February, I'll be at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick for Bonnie McFarlane's show. Nice.
And then Bobby's Patreon.
Bobby's
Patreon is on fire. He's doing tons of video. He's doing from the shed. He's got more up there than most people have. I think he should really, we got to pump that up. I love Patreon. I got my own. It's a great way to follow people that you enjoy and support them in the way that their stuff supports you. And Bobby's has the most going on of more than mine. So he's got really great stuff on there. The videos are awesome. He was telling me about this camera he got to shoot better videos in his shed with different angles and shit. And you're like, oh, okay, you're putting time into this. This is good.
And follow him at Robert Kelly Live on Instagram. And go to robertkellylive.com for his dates once again. And then one last time, YKWD Podcast for Twitch.
What about Deepu? He's not going to plug his stuff.
I got a video. Go to NFL Memes on Twitter. There's a great video that someone just sent me to close out this show. I love
Pittsburgh Steelers fans that are angry at football because their lives are miserable right now. They lost. Their team stinks. They have nothing but strife. They're mad. They don't like the team that they have. It makes me very happy. We can't follow this? NFL memes? Yeah, go to this one. Play this video. This is a Steelers fan.
Oh, come on. He's an axing his TV?
Is mad the Patriots won. Smashes his own TV. Good work, buddy.
Now, do you think he did that because he knew that it would go viral? And then
he's getting a new TV, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. This got...
Because what kind of maniac
this doesn't get. This isn't viral enough.
Yeah.
It only has 409 That's retweets.
Funny.
That's hilarious.
Smash your TV and three people like it.
Yeah. It got like 500... It has 50,000 views almost. That's not enough for Samsung to get involved with an idiot. You fuck, dude. You get to watch no more storage wars for this idiot.
And you're in an Antonio Brown jersey watching...
Angry at the Patriots for winning the Super Bowl.
It was just his friend's TV, too. Yeah.
That is a weird sports nerd thing to do.
Yeah.
To put on a jersey of a team not even playing just to watch the game that's going on.
He got problems.
Bad fans exist in every town.
Mm-hmm.
That guy is the same dude fighting on the streets of Boston, his fellow man. Well,
that's awesome.
That's like it for me.
Landed that plane.
What's your plugs, Jared?
My plugs at Jared Freed on Instagram. I put everything there. I'll be in Miami on February 15th, and I'm going to be in Boston, Laugh Boston, February 28th through March 2nd. Come on out to those shows. I got a whole 20 minutes on that dad talking about his son. So come on out at Jared Freed on Instagram. This is, you know what, dude, been a pleasure to guest host. Is this how we end?
Yeah.
You're
peace.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.